You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, happy Friday to everybody. And as I do at the beginning of every program, I draw one card for a vibration of the day. And today's vibration is you don't have to do it the hard way. I use the Osho Zen Tarot Deck. And what's really nice about this particular website is you can actually do your own readings online on this particular website. The website is osho.com, so Osho. The wonderful thing about this particular card that I drew, it's called Courage. And people struggle their whole lives. They struggle. They strive. They keep on keeping on. And at some point, they have to realize that they've arrived, that they've already done it. They're already here. And what this card shows, and it's one of my favorite cards in the whole deck, it shows a daisy that has bloomed between a rock formation. So here is this lovely little daisy that is in all its glory, in the sun, just there. But it took a lot of struggle. It took a lot of energy for this daisy to be where it is. It had to have just enough soil, just enough water, just enough sunlight, just enough nutrients to actually bloom. So here's this daisy between a cluster of rocks. And you have a tendency to notice the daisy because it has done it the hard way. All right? If you saw this same daisy in a field of daisies, you wouldn't notice it at all. So if you were just like everybody else, no one would notice you. So here's this daisy, there in all its glory, looking fantastic. Well, I'd like you all to think of yourselves that way, that your journey has taken you to where you are right now. And so if the spotlight were to fall on you right now, what would be the thing that you would love to most do? So it's not about doing it the hard way anymore. It's actually about allowing yourself to receive what you've already earned, because you've already earned it. So I have a featured caller today, and that would be Naven, so I'm going to get him on the air here. Hi, Naven, it's Mona. How are you today?
Hey, all right, how you doing?
Good. What's your question for me today?
You know what? It's pretty much about finances and where I'm going to be living, like if I'm going to be staying here in Vegas and stuff, and you know, just general stuff, health and finances,
so,
you know.
So before I turn cards over for you, how did you find me?
I found you on Yelp, actually. And it seems
like you
had a lot of good reviews on there. Yeah, you had a lot of good reviews on there, so I decided to call you.
Oh, all right. Well, it worked out really well that I have a radio program that I can direct your call for free. So here's what I'm seeing in your cards. And you need a lot of freedom to be happy. And that's probably the biggest thing I can tell you as the bottom line of what I think you're going to do moving forward or what you may explore moving forward. And there are actually two things that I'm going to present to you. So don't let me forget that there are two things that I'm going to present to you, okay? All right, but there's some other stuff that I have to explore with you first. The first is a forgiveness for how you were raised.
Okay.
That you, and I'm, what I'm seeing here is a disconnect with you and your mom. And so what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to sit down with a piece of paper, and I want you to write down where your mom did things right and where your mom could have done better.
Okay.
All right? Because what's interesting here is that, you know, your mom had this the right way, the wrong way, and her way of doing things, all right?
Okay.
And her her way of –
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You're right.
All right. Because what I'm getting here is that I want you to take a slightly different perspective with your mom, all right?
Okay.
And I still want you to do this exercise, but this is the perspective that I want you to think about with your mom, that you as a spirit could not wait to be in this lifetime. You couldn't wait to be here. You have shit to do, all right? You couldn't wait to be here. It did not matter to you who your parents were. So you actually chose the parents before you came into this lifetime. You chose the parents that you have because they were to show you what you really wanted to do in this lifetime, all right? One of the things that I want you to concentrate on and I really want you to meditate about is where in your life have you done it the shortcut way? Where in your life have you tried to do it the quickest way possible instead of the most pragmatic way possible? Because it says that there has been a struggle with jobs with you because you don't like to work the political environment where you are. You just want to go in and do your job and be done with it, right?
Right.
So here's the thing. I have no problem with that. I'm just going to gear you in a couple of directions where you actually can be more autonomous. Because you're not afraid of hard work. When you're excited about something, when you actually are really engaged where you are, you're actually a really hard worker. So I'm not complaining about your work ethic. It's like once you get a job, you're a pretty good hard worker. Where I think you fall short is that you're not good at working the political environment around you. So you have a tendency to be me against the boss instead of me doing the best job I can for the boss, and then the boss promotes me. So here's the thing: you do need to have a regular job. So I'm just having you kind of look at that perspective. But I want to go back to the mom exercise that I was talking to you about. I want you to write down all the things that your mom did right. I want you to write down the things that your mom could have done better. But then I want you to, at the bottom of that sheet of paper, I want you to write, I bless the fact I have this life. Because your life begins right at this moment, Navin. Right this moment is when your life begins. Nothing in the past is going to affect anything you do. It's what happens from this moment forward. And remember how I said that you need a lot of freedom in order to be happy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but here's the thing. You still got to pay for the freedom. And what I'm actually going to propose to you is a couple of different things. Because you want to work autonomously, because you do want to be somebody that can actually bring some wealth to you, I want you to get a regular job, and I also want you to go to real estate school. And I also want you to find out about the stock market. Because according to what I'm seeing in your cards, you would be a crack, and I mean that in a good way. Like there are people that are I think it's a scratch golfer. You know, you get someone on the golf course for the first time and they just know what they're doing. Well, I think that if you got yourself a little bit more informed about how stocks work, I think you could open an account at like E-Trade or one of those online trading things and learn about how to trade stocks. And okay. So what happens is that takes away that zeal, that gambling side of you that you like to have, but you put it in a very practical sort of studying sort of aspect, because I'm telling you, I don't see you winning megabucks, but do I see you being somebody that can actually negotiate money in a very effective way? Yes. And so that's why I'm actually asking you, because people can learn how to work the stock market without ever going to college.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is I want you to start, now I want you to do this, I want you to do the study for this. So you're already working right now, right?
Yeah, I'm self-employed right now. I buy and sell stuff. I sell on eBay and Craigslist and stuff.
Okay, so you already kind of know how to do trading. You just haven't done it with the stock market yet. So what I would do is I would go to the library and get a book on Stock Trading for Dummies.
Okay.
And read it. And then you'll go, holy crap, I can put $1,000 in like an E-Trade or Scottrade account, and I can start wielding $2 and $3 stocks. And when I buy a $2 stock and it goes to $3, I sell it.
Okay.
I thought about doing this.
It's funny that you mentioned this, because I actually thought about getting involved in the stock market.
Well, because what this is saying is you have a natural talent for it, and you like a lot of freedom. That's why you've chosen what you're doing to make money, because you like a lot of freedom.
Exactly.
And so the other thing is that it wouldn't hurt for you to get involved in real estate, where it may be you're just flipping houses. So you buy a house that needs a little loving, you fix it up, and then you sell it for $15,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 more than what you bought it for. So here's the thing: the more you can kind of make it on your own without actually having to work a quote regular job, the happier you're going to be, Nathan.
Okay,
all right, my friend. Thank you for being my first caller.
Didn't she say there was a two-part thing and I had to remind you? Or was that the two-part
were the two parts. Now, thank you for remembering that. The first was stock market, stock trading.
Okay.
The second was real estate.
Man, you know what? I really appreciate it, and I'm definitely going to contact you, because you definitely hit on some stuff. You know, you were, like, really accurate with the stuff. So I'm going to call you in the future. Remember me.
All right, Nathan. Take care.
All right.
See you later.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. All right,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 256 area code. Let me get you on the air. All right. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. Hi, Mona.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So what's new?
I just wanted to let you know that you told me that I should join Toastmasters. It was about 2 months ago, and I finally joined. And really, really happy about that, because that following night there was an event, like a spoken word event that I went to. I just sat down and I listened. I said, well, you know, I really like this stuff. And
I am so proud of you. I really am, because, you know what, I give people advice, and you know, sometimes like they're like, yeah, I'm not going to do it. And then I get a few shining stars that actually take my advice, because, you know, your life is all up to you. Nothing happens till something moves. And, you know, the UPS guy is not going to deliver your life to you. You got to take action in a few directions. So for you to go to Toastmasters and do this and actually go, wow, these are really cool people.
Yeah.
So do you have a question for me today?
Yeah, my question is, I just found a new place to live. I'm happy about that. My son is going to a new school, and I have the same job, but I just want to just increase my finances some type of way, because yesterday, you know, how life throws curveballs. I had someone to hit my car in the parking lot as I was planning me and my son's vacation.
Oh, crap. Well, was it their fault?
Say again?
It was their fault, right?
Yeah, it was their fault, but they hit me in the parking lot. I didn't find out until I came out. They hit me and left.
Oh, those jerks. I would use even stronger language than I could, because I'm on the Internet. But that's awful.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm so sorry. But the car still runs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm getting an appointment to put it in the body shop. I mean, I still have to put the deductible for my insurance. The insurance is going to take care of it, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry that that happened. So I'm sorry, what was your question today
about
how to make more money?
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know if you listened to Navin's call, which was my first call.
I did.
You might want to think about trying that too. But what it's saying is that you have an awful lot that you're juggling in the next couple of months. So I wouldn't necessarily concentrate on how to bring more money in right this second. I would instead get everything settled because, you know, you've got the move, you're trying some new things, you get your son settled in a new school. You've got a lot going on. So
yeah.
I would, if I were you, I wouldn't pressure myself with trying to add another obligation on top of all of that.
Okay.
All right. So I'm actually giving you the advice that it's okay to chill for a while.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. And I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for taking that advice and signing up with Toastmasters because they're really a nice group of people.
Yeah, they are. They are.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking
all
in.
Right.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right, bye.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to go to the next call in just a second. Give me just a second here. My mouse died, so I have to, like, do this sort of manually. All right. I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
This is Desmond. How you doing?
Hey, Desmond. What's your question?
Yes. I want to know, am I going to meet my twin flame this year, and what are her characteristics? What's her attributes or how does she act or what kind of energy does she have?
You know what's really funny about you? I have to tell you, there's something real funny, and I don't mean this in a bad way. You have a funny little quirk. You really want a partner in your life. You really want somebody special. But it's like when you draw a lovely person to you, what happens is you have a tendency to put them through a lot of tests. So here you are, because you are a great guy, and I'm seeing that in the cards. What I'm seeing, though, is that you really want a relationship, but there's a part of you that's a little afraid of it. So you attract a lovely woman to you, but then what happens is that you kind of put her through all these tests to make sure she's not going to hurt you. It's kind of a funny thing. But I do see a woman coming to you that's likely to be a Cancer, Pisces, or Scorpio. She's a little on the tall side. Are you also tall?
5'11". I'm not that tall.
Okay, well, she's probably 5'9 or 5'10". So for a woman, that's tall. So she is, and she's very slender. It wouldn't surprise me if she was a runner. She's somebody that is runner, volleyball player, basketball player. She's very athletic, and she's slender, and she is somebody that looks right at you and gets you. But I really like her for you. She's somebody that I see the potential of marriage and children with her, and I actually see that she treats you casually enough initially in the relationship that you don't get scared off. That you look at how busy she is and how she's got such a full schedule and there's absolutely no room for you to be jealous with her because she's waiting for the right guy. And I think that's you here.
Okay. So does she have a shape? I mean, you said she's really skinny. I mean, does she have
I didn't say skinny. I said slender.
Oh.
I said athletic.
Oh.
And
okay.
if I was going to say skinny, I was going to say, oh, my God, she's a skeleton with skin on. No, she is slender, like somebody that takes care of herself. Like, this woman could put on a bikini and wow the beach. Do you see what I'm saying? But I would not call her in any way at all, though, a plus-size woman. This is a woman that's probably about a size 8 or size 10. She's slender. Like, when you see her in a bikini, she's got a great stomach. I mean, it's, like, flat. But everything else about her is really shapely. She's long legs. She's gorgeous. Gorgeous. The thing is that she treats you very casually when you first meet her, like she's not interested. That's the one you want to pursue. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 949 area code. Hello, 949. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question for me?
Well, I'm at this job where my boss told me, well, it was just kind of through the grapevine, through a couple other employees, that I'm tripping all over the place.
No, that's
her
okay.
The business account has been frozen. I don't know if she's not paying taxes or what's going on, but we're all kind of afraid that we're not going to get paid and the place is going to get closed down. We're not exactly sure what's going to happen. Do you see anything?
Well, I have a question for you. Do you have a good relationship with your boss?
I don't know. I mean, I talk to her and stuff. I don't really trust her, put it that way. She's nice enough, but then there's times where she's really not nice. So
okay,
I don't know what to
make
of it.
Here's what I would do, because there's something about your personality connected toward her that she actually likes you, all right,
uh-huh.
Even though you might not trust her, all right?
Okay.
Here's what I want you to do, is I want you to actually call her today or go to
mm-hmm.
her office today and say, what's her first name?
Her first name is Roseanne.
Okay. Roseanne, I just wanted to give you a heads up. There's a really vicious rumor going on right now that your business account's been frozen and that you're not going to be able to make payroll. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ask her directly and just say, because here's the thing. You have kind of this people have sort of put you in a leadership role, even though you might not actually have that title. People tend to come to you for advice. So you
mm-hmm.
can say, you know, I have a lot of my coworkers are coming to me saying there's this rumor going around that your bank account's been frozen and that you're not able to make payroll. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then she's going to go, she's either going to lie to you or she's going to, which is what I hope she does, is not lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
What I hope she does is turn around and say, yeah, I'm having a little issue with my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. And then you say, well, then are you going to be able to make payroll? Is today payday or is it next week?
It's next week.
Okay. Are you going to be able to make payroll next week? And the thing is that she's going to, you got to get the truth from her. According to this, you will get the truth from her. And you making the effort to actually go ask her, you have a card
mm-hmm.
here that says you're being guided by the angels. And you're being guided by the angels to find the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so as I say that, when you go and you ask her directly, and she lollygags and starts hemming and hawing, saying, well, I'm just letting you know that the employees are getting a little restless, and if you want us to, you know, be on your team here, you got to be honest with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, because the thing is I would imagine that half the employees would stick around for another week, even if there was an issue, just because you guys have that kind of work ethic, the other half of you would jump ship like rats off a sinking ship. But if you
mm-hmm.
say, look, you know, I don't think that all of us would abandon you if you told us the truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think if you said that, because I know you'd stay another week even if that was the case.
Yeah, she's just a real private person, and it's like she got all discombobulated when one of the gals kind of mentioned it. One of the gals that's worked there for like 20-plus years actually did confront her, and she got really mad because she asked her in front of myself and another gal.
Well, that was inappropriate. She should have asked her privately.
Yeah, exactly.
And if she worked with her for 25 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
so what you do is you say, you know, do you have a minute? And just say, I wanted to ask this in private. You know, is there an issue going on, or are we not going to get paid next week?
Okay.
And just say, look, if that's the case, I'll still hang in here for another week for you. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to realize that while I'm hanging in here for you, I'm going to be looking for another job, if that's the case. But you need to realize that it's, I think that half your employees would stick with you for the next week or so, even if you are going through an issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you say, because here's the thing, she has, I kind of feel a little sorry for her, because she's worked really hard to get to this point, and now she is having an issue, and she's finding out who her friends are, and there are people out there that owe her. So one of the things you may do is say, well, you know, I could do my best in the next week to work on your account receivables.
Right. Okay.
And so here's the thing, is that the bank account could be frozen for a lot of different reasons, if it actually is frozen. I'm not sure it is.
It's tax-related. It's back taxes.
Okay. So then what she needs to do is reach out to an attorney or a CPA that actually can help her with that. And
mm-hmm.
you could say, look, I can even help do research for you on the Internet and help you find somebody.
Okay.
You know, in other words, if you go to her and say, I'm all in for the next week for whatever happens, I'll help you for the next week, then you have karmically done the right thing. And no matter what, she'll never forget that.
Okay.
So you go to her and say, you actually, you know what, the thing is, though, is the fact that you have that kind of heart. And I am seeing a disruption here, but she actually could turn it around by the end of July. And you would see that in the next week.
Okay,
so what you do is you go to her and you say, I know you're going through a lot. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I need to ask you privately, are you going to be able to make payroll next week?
Okay.
And because the thing is she may have a bank account frozen, but she may have other assets that no one's aware of that she might actually be able to make payroll.
Okay.
So you say, because if that's the case, you have my loyalty. I will help you for the next week, and I will help you for the next week.
But you're saying to get another job? Is that kind of
what I'm saying is that if she's honest with you, then what you say is that you have my support for the next week. I will hang in there till next Friday. I will also be kind of looking for another job. You don't actually have to. Well, actually, you know what? You don't have to tell her that part. Just say, I'll hang in here for the next week for you, even if you can't pay me.
Okay.
Because the thing is that she thinks she's all alone out there and nobody understands what she's going through.
Yeah.
So if you say that to her, it's going to blow her frickin' mind, especially since the chick that was worked for her for all these years pretty much embarrassed her in front of everybody else.
Yeah, she did.
So you go, hey, I want to talk to you privately, you know, and just say it very, like you're talking to a girlfriend. Are you going to be able to make payroll next week? And if she says, you know what, I don't know. And then you say, okay, well, look, you have my loyalty. I will hang in there. I'll do my job for the next week, just like everything's normal. And then if for some reason you can't kind of fix it the next week or so, then I'm going to look for something else. But you have my loyalty for the next week. And then if she says, well, can you make it 2 weeks? All right. Then you may say, yes, I can make it 2 weeks. That's up to you. But if you show her even a little bit of kindness and loyalty, what's going to happen is that's going to work to your favor.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Mona.
Hey, by the way, Dee Dee?
Yes.
How did
yes.
you find my program?
On Blogspot Radio or Blog Talk.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, you can follow my program just by following it, and then because I do it every day at 9 o'clock now. So I was doing it just on Sundays from 9 to 10, and I had a full show on Sundays. I was actually turning away like 25 callers every Sunday. So now I do it every day, Monday through Friday, and some days I fill up the show and I have callers the whole time, and some days it's like a 30-minute show. But it just depends. But if you like the show, then you'll know when I'm doing my broadcast.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for that information.
All right. Thanks for calling, Dee Dee.
Okay.
Appreciate your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Okay, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Okay, so I have a bunch of you on hold, and this is an interesting thing that started to happen with my program. I have a bunch of people that just want to listen in, and they call in just to listen, but none of you are queued up to actually ask me a question. So what I do is that when I have live callers, I do this live program, and I love doing this live program, and I think that I've had some great callers today with Navin and Kimberly and Desmond and Dee Dee. You guys have been some great callers today. But I have a bunch of you on hold that are just listening. So I'm going to go ahead and end the program. I'm going to wish you all a great weekend. And remember, you don't have to do it the hard way. That was my card of the day today. Do it. Look at things as though you've already arrived and expand on those skills. Enjoy the sunlight of your own beauty. And I'll be talking to you live again on Monday. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461, or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.